Again, together we are going to look into the Word of God to discover truth, because every time we look in the Word of God, we are going to find truth. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Or as the Bible says in another place, let every man be a liar, but let God be true. And so if we're reading the Bible, we know we are reading truth. Of course, it doesn't mean we always understand what we read, and it's very easy to draw wrong conclusions. And if we have a wrong conclusion, then we don't have truth any longer. And therefore, God gives rules as to how we are to read the Bible. If we're going to discover truth, we have to compare Scripture with Scripture. We have to search out anything and everything in the Bible that relates to whatever question is at hand, to test whatever conclusion we come to. And if we consistently do that, we do find, to our great gratification and joy, we do find that here's a doctrine, there's a doctrine, a teaching that we begin to understand, and we find that it is very, very much in harmony with everything else that we read in the Bible. And gradually, therefore, we build a stronger and stronger knowledge of God's plan for us. Of course, because the Bible is a reflection of the infinite mind of God, every word comes from the mouth of God, we know that we'll never, never understand everything any more than, you know, when these scientists go out into the jungles of the Amazon or any other place in the world, and every time they are looking, they find another kind of a pollywog, or another kind of an insect, or another kind of a butterfly, or whatever. And they freely admit that there are many, many species that they have not yet discovered, because constantly there are new ones. God is an infinite God in the way He created. He's infinite in the way that He has brought His Word to us. But by God's mercy, God the Holy Spirit works in our hearts and directs our minds to truth, and so we can pretty soon have a pretty good understanding of some of the most important, some of the basic truths of the Bible, truths concerning our sin and the seriousness of our sin and what happens because of our sin, and what is required in order for us to be a child of God, and so on. Now, we've been studying in the book of Jeremiah, and the book of Jeremiah, like the book of Isaiah, like Hosea, like Joel, like so many of the Old Testament prophets, and so many parts of the Bible, as well as the New Testament, is dealing primarily with the world today. Now, the world has gone along for 13,000 years. And you know, it went along for, about 9,000 years before we get to Genesis chapter 12. In other words, the first 9,000 years of history are encompassed in the first 11 chapters of Genesis, the first book of the Bible. God doesn't have a lot of detail. What he does say there is very important. And it does give us an opportunity to establish a very precise timeline of history and begin to get insights into the opening and the planning of God's salvation plan. But it's only in Genesis 12 that he really begins to deal with Abraham. And Abraham came on the scene only about 4,000 years ago, whereas this world has been around for 13,000 years. And then God has a whole lot to say from the time of Genesis 12 until we get to the Lord Jesus Christ. That period of a couple of thousand years has got a lot of detail in it that help us to understand how God works with His people slowly on. He's building a body of believers. It's very slow. It's very small. Very tentative at times, because people believe or people rebel constantly against God. And then finally we get to the New Testament, and God gives us a lot of information concerning the period.